Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The primary focus of Parak Gimel is going to be how Bikurim are actually designated and ultimately brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and then what is done with the Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mafrishin HaBikurim, how does one designate, set aside Bikurim, how does one set aside the first fruits of one's trees? Says the Mishnah, Yored Adam Besoch Sadaihu Veroa, Te'ena Shebikra. A person goes down into his field and he sees a fig that is the first to emerge, the first to start to grow. Eshkol Shebiker, or a cluster of grapes that is the first to emerge. Rimon Shebiker, or a pomegranate that is the first to emerge. So in all of these cases, this is really just the ideal way to designate it, but even if you don't do it exactly like this, you're still okay. Says the Mishnah, Koshro Bigemi. He generally would tie it up with some sort of a reed. Again, it doesn't have to be, as Tosfos points out, it doesn't have to be exactly a reed, but you should ideally do something to just demonstrate that these fruits are the Bikurim, these are the first fruits. You want to make sure that he remembers which fruits they are when others continue to grow. Now, if he does, in fact, not do this, if he doesn't designate them and all of a sudden you have a bunch of fruits and you're not sure exactly which are the first ones, then it's okay. Then you could still bring some of them and you could sort of just take from them, and it doesn't have to be exactly the first. Ideally, it would be the first fruits, but otherwise you can just take any fruits from those that which are on the tree. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Omer Hare Elu Bikurim, once he ties them up with a reed, he should say, these are the Bikurim. Make that clear and demonstrate it clearly. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, Afal Pichin, even though he did this, even though he said and declared that they are Bikurim, Choser Vikoriosam Bikurim Meachar, Sheyitolshu Min Hakarka. He must call them Bikurim again after they've already become detached from the ground. As the Bar Tanura points out, we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. It's enough to just call them Bikurim once they are attached to the tree, and you don't have to call them Bikurim once again. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Now, when bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, they would typically be that many people would travel together instead of having small groups or individuals traveling on their own. It was better for large groups to go together. Now, by performing this mitzvah in a large group, Berov Am Hadras Malach, all people gathering together, they were certainly honoring Hashem in a greater way when bringing the Bikurim. We're going to discuss now exactly how this general group would form, and all these people coming together to bring the Bikurim together. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Malan Es HaBikurim, how do we bring the Bikurim up to the Beis HaMikdash? Kol HaYaros Shebemaimad. So first of all, just by way of introduction, there were something called the Kohanim and the Levium were divided up into 24 groups that were called Mishmaros. Each of these Mishmaros served in the Beis HaMikdash 1 week at a time. Now the Yisraelim, the non-Kohanim and the non-Levium, they were divided up, corresponding to the 24 Mishmaros, into 24 groups called the Ma'amados. And each Ma'amad of Yisraelim was linked, was connected to a Mishmar of Kohanim and Levium. Now, when the time came for a particular Mishmar of Kohanim and Levium to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, that corresponding, with that linked up Ma'amad of Yisraelim would go to the Beis HaMikdash and attend the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Karbanos Tzibur, of the public offerings that were brought. Now, the reason why the Ma'amados were established was really because when a person brings a karban to the Beis HaMikdash, he's technically obligated to attend its avodah, to see what's going on, to be there for its being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, every single Jew technically should have to be in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, because there were karbanos, a karban tamid, for example, which is brought every single day on behalf of the entire tzibur, of the entire community. So in order to make it that there are representatives of all of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, there were ma'amados that were established to be there every single day as well. So now, when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishnah says, Kol ha'ayaros shebemaymer miskansos le'ir shel ma'amad. All the people who lived in the towns of the local ma'amad, whoever's ma'amad was that week, they would gather in the main town of the ma'amad, or the town in which the leader of the ma'amad lived. Vilanin birachova shelir. So first they're all gathering in the city, and they would sleep overnight in the town square. Vilohayu nichnatsim lebatim. They would not go into any houses in particular. Why not? As the Bartanura points out, so they would avoid becoming tame, right? If there's a dead body that's under a roof, then that dead body is going to transmit tumas oel to anything in that house. Any people, any items of food, any utensils, and so on would become tame as well. And therefore, if those people bring the bikurim would go into a house in which there is a dead body, they would become tame and they wouldn't be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't enter people's homes. Rather, what would they do? Again, they would sleep in the town square. Vila mashkim haya hamemuna omer. And in the morning, the appointed person, the leader of the ma'amad, he would say, Kumu v'nala tzion, el beis Hashem Elokeinu. Get up and let us go up to Tzion, to Hashem, our God, as you bring bikurim together. The word the word house that I read really does not appear in the pasuk and should therefore not be read in the Mishnah, as the Melech HaShlomo points out. Quick review: Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph began the discussion of exactly how a person designates bikurim. We said that a person should go down to his field, and when he sees the various fruits, the figs, the pomegranates, the grapes, and so on that are first emerging, so he should tie them with something to show that these are the first fruits, and then he should declare and say, these are the bikurim. Rabbi Shimon says that he should say it again later, but we don't paskin like that. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis discussed the beginning of the process when all the groups of Jews would come and they would bring their bikurim. So how would that process start? First, they would all gather in the local in the town square of the city where the head of the ma'amad would live. They would not sleep in the house again. They would sleep in the town square. And in the morning, before they would go to Yerushalayim to bring the bikurim, the head of the ma'amad would say, everyone should get up as we go to Yerushalayim and bring the bikurim there. Have a great day.